I really love that we can ask physics ridiculous questions, like what kind of gas mileage would my house get on the highway? And physics has to answer us. That's from How To by Randall Monroe, a book where whimsy and science come together in a book. How can the childlike wonder that asks questions find answers in the logic of science? Well, a popular answer to this question is found in the stick figure world of cartoonist, scientist, engineer Randall Monroe, popularized in the webcomic XKCD and published in book forms such as titles that include What If? Monroe's jaunty stick figures have long been a mainstay of science and engineering students' sense of humor, a peculiar sense of humor that they seem to treasure for a lifetime. And if you know a science-minded fellow or gal, I think you'll know why I write it that way. So I'm glad to report a new compilation of their often snarky science humor and fun escapades are now available for the science nerd in your life, and for all the rest of us, too. The science here is basic, at least at the outset of each Q&A chapter, and it's perhaps a sad commentary on our science education process that so many of us find it remarkable that we can follow along, because almost everybody ought to be able to follow along with the science found in How To. No matter if you're of a science turn of mind or not, perhaps you're curious as to how the world works. Well, that puts you in just the frame of mind to be self-identified as a proto-scientist, I think, and it means there is plenty for you to enjoy in Monroe's newest outing, How To. There is something, many somethings, here for scientists to ponder for quite a while, too, as he writes at one point. Given how much time modern physics spends on deep and abstract mysteries, like searching for gravitational waves or the Higgs boson, it can be surprising how many everyday phenomena aren't well understood. There's ice skating, and physicists don't readily understand what causes electrical charges to build up in thunderstorms, why sand in an hourglass flows at the speed it does, and why your hair gets a static charge when you rub it with a balloon. Fortunately, for skiers and skaters, they can slide on snow and ice without waiting for physicists to finish figuring things out. When Monroe wrote the title, How To, he was not in a snarky mood. We learn about lots of practical stuff in these pages, stuff like how to dig a hole, how to move your stuff, how to catch a dime, and in the inaugural essay, how to jump. It's when we get into the weeds of the text, as it were, that the complications and the science start running fantastically wild. Take our first excursion into science, how to jump. So many of us love to jump, and the younger we are, perhaps the more enthusiastic and naive we are about jumping high. Monroe presumes we've never lost that childlike fascination with jumping higher and higher, and sets us off on a journey into the physics of motion, lulling us into a sense of camaraderie by noting that even pro basketball players don't really jump that high, only about 2 feet from the ground, compared to most of us with our pedestrian 1 foot off the ground jumps. Having settled us into a friendly attitude, he sidles into why that ubiquitous pole is so useful in a pole vault. You see, it maximizes the vaulter's running speed, translating it up. And then, turning fun science education into something akin to science fiction, he speculates with the reader about the fanciful world of high jumper as paraglider. How cool would it be to jump over the Olympic Stadium next year? As he writes, quote, they probably won't give you a medal, but that's fine. You'll know you're the real champion, end quote. The science fantasy ambles forth. Monroe and his stick figure friends presume you, or I, want to move our stuff from our current home to a new home far away. and then we have a lot of stuff to move. So let's humor ourselves and say we have a lot of stuff to move. We could just pack everything we own into boxes and push the boxes to our new place. And then we don't know why that simple solution won't work until we read his explanation. Deep down, we'd all be happy to move in that simple way, I think. Too bad it won't work too easily. What to do? Well, Monroe offers us the physics of how we could, if we wanted to, take our house on the road, literally. Or even better, if you're of a fantastical sense of mind, take our house airborne and deliver all of our stuff, albeit house included, to our new location. He gives us the physics for how that can be done. But don't think that Monroe wants to be content with one chapter at a time, taking the book as a fascinating, if disjointed, series of fun science articles. Lands, no. Monroe often doubles back to interweave the science from one chapter into the explanations in another. While this is most certainly not a novel with a beginning, a middle, and an exciting end, it is, as I noted at the outset, a fun romp through the physics of what if. Perhaps we can think of How To as a stream of consciousness novel for the scientifically bent. How to power your house with plants, with water, with the sun, with the wind, with tectonic plates. How to take a selfie, how to catch a drone, and how to be on time. How to charge your cell phone when there's no obvious power outlet available. Well, maybe that escalator in the mall holds possibilities. How to play tag. Hint, he starts out with the classic tortoise and hare story and moves on to ponder the wonders of award-winning sprinter and long-distance runner Usain Bolt and Hicham El-Khoraj, running after each other and running and running. And then there's one of my favorites, how to transfer information files using butterflies. Now, trust me, it starts out with computer disks, then quickly diverts to butterfly migrations, to DNA sequencing, and to the wonders of nature. For someone who is intimidated by the simplest equation, and yes, I know to get over that affliction, that is a marvelous thing to imagine. And so How To continues chapter after chapter with the ever-curious mind of a child, not burdened by an adult sense of what is and what is not possible, asking questions about how to do stuff and offering science-grounded answers that inevitably spiral into childlike fantasies. Monroe shows how possibilities can come to life if the science behind the fantastical answers will actually work. In the end, none of us is going to survive that long into the future, but perhaps this book will. Books have been known to last a long time, not so much websites. And so, Monroe offers us a useful, science-laden chapter in the end about how to get rid of this book if you're not of a mind to have it around for a long time. You must be a huge fan of the internet in the case. And a way you can keep it for an even longer time as well. You know, the common mythology of science and engineering nerds is that they are blessed with intellectual intelligence, but are emotionally a bit tepid. Well, Monroe stands that popular conception on its head by showing the turn for science can be full of humor and fun. And How To is an upbeat, optimistic book as well. Let's conclude with Monroe giving us just such an observation. He writes, "We all start out life not knowing how to do things. If we're lucky, when we need to do something, we can find someone to show us how. But sometimes, we have to come up with a way to do it ourselves. That means thinking of ideas and then trying to decide whether they're good or not. Even if you already know the right way to do all the things in this book, it can be helpful to try and look at the world through the eyes of someone who doesn't. After all, for anything that everyone knows, by the time they reach adulthood, every day, over 10,000 people in the United States alone are learning it for the first time.
Side note, there is, of course, a cartoon telling us how we derived that statement. That's why, Monroe writes, I don't like making fun of people for admitting they don't know something or never learned how to do something. Because if you do that, all it does is teach them not to tell you when they're learning something, and you miss out on the fun. This book may not teach you how to throw a ball, how to ski, or how to move, but I hope you learn something from it. If you do, you're one of today's lucky 10,000. How to: Absurd Scientific Advice for Common Real-World Problems by Randall Monroe. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library. And check it out on OverDrive and Libby, where you can read it electronically in case you can't find the print.